Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. So welcome back to this week's episode of Two Random Sheets. This is the second part of last week's episode. I would say what we're doing, Vince, but everyone knows.
It's Memory Box Part 2. Play the music.
They wake up in the morning and brush their teeth. They bring out a podcast after sleep. They go to the toilet and after they eat.
Well, welcome back to Memory Box Part 2. Well, last week we left you on a cliffhanger where I didn't say what my film was. I'm going to be...
Let's just explain for anyone who's tuning in if they didn't listen to the first part.
Oh, right, yeah. You
listen
it,
to last week.
I'll have a biscuit.
Listen to last week's episode.
This is part two.
It's a memory box. We're both having a memory box each that someone's going to dig up in 1,000 years. It's similar to Callisto, except we sent stuff into space. This is a bit more personal. It's a memory box with a list of things. We've done 5 last week. We left it on a cliffhanger because Adam had to put a DVD in of a film that he would like to go in a memory box for somebody to find in 1,000 years. So we are on a film. It's on a cliffhanger. Take it away, son. What film is going in the memory box?
Reservoir Dogs. It's obvious.
Boom, 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 boom.
It's obvious then for me. It just kind of sets up the old Tarantino era. Maybe not his best film. Definitely not his worst. It's a 9 out of 10 film in my opinion. But it sets up the Tarantino era. So I'm going straight down the middle. No messing about. Rocky, the first one.
You said Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, I changed my mind.
You can't do that.
So
you're going for Rocky.
Yeah.
The original Rocky film. You do an explanation about Tarantino and then decide to put Rocky in.
Yeah, I've thrown a curveball. As I was talking about Tarantino, I thought,
Rocky popped
into
it.
It's Rocky all the way.
If it was you, it had to be a Stallone film. I've written Reservoir Dogs down.
I was talking about Reservoir Dogs and my brain was going, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know it's Rocky.
At the end of this episode, we'll be putting the items into the box.
It's Rocky.
And we're recapping to everyone what was going in. Well done with Rocky. I made an error in the last episode saying you'd pick number one and you hadn't.
Yeah, people are picking
that
up.
So it's a complete and utter muck up. Pick a number. You can have 1, 6.
One, just to make it.
One or seven or... Number one.
TV programme!
It is a TV programme.
I know it is because we just looked at the list and we was in bits.
Oh, yeah. So number one is a TV programme. It's your choice to go first. So again, it'll probably be a DVD collection. It could be a box set of a whole...
No, it's a TV programme.
Yeah, a TV programme, but to represent it in a memory box, these box sets, mate, you can have about 104 episodes and it's about the size of a double DVD.
I'm not missing about. I'm going straight down the middle. EastEnders.
Oh, B.A. EastEnders. Someone will open your memory box and go, you like EastEnders? This geezer must be a knob.
Right, I'm going to go. There's so many obvious ones I can say. I want to say the obvious of obvious ones, but I reckon you can say that. There's so many I want to say. I'm not even going to do a list of the ones I want to say. I'm just going to say, it's not my favourite programme.
It's something that someone's going to open it up and think, oh, you like that.
I'm just going to say Poldark.
Poldark.
Just because I like the era, because it is like it's like the pirate sort of era. The programme is very slow, but it's sort of like there's loads of little intertwining.
It sort of builds up well over the seasons.
Not really, because there's not like a massive battle at the end.
No, but the stories all interlink as the series goes on.
Yeah, but there's always a little love story from someone else. It's very easy to watch.
And it's very current.
Yeah, all the actors are brilliant.
Yeah.
Me and the missus just watch it together and you don't have to... You could walk out halfway through, go to the toilet, come back in and the missus would say, yeah, they've just had a cup of tea.
Yeah.
It's just easy, but it's not boring.
It's easy watching, it's not boring, it's slow, but it's not something you have to concentrate on.
But the tension
on.
Does build up. Like, at the moment, he's in France and he's trying to save his friend.
Well, he's probably finished this series.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I'm going Poldark.
Poldark. Okay, excellent choice. I've never watched it. Poldark?
No. It's not for everyone.
I have gone for... Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, I thought you were going to go for the old G.O.T.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going
to. Yours is off the cuff. Again, for listeners who didn't listen last week, Adam hasn't prepared a list. He does it off the top of his small head. Mine's already written down and prepared. I chose Buffy over everything else because I don't know why. It was the first TV show as a sort of adult. Because I was an adult when I started watching it. It was the first TV show I don't know when it first came out. I was in my 20s.
Oh, fair enough.
And it was the first TV show that, to me, that I remember that people bought box sets of. I know they had before. I mean, we all know I love Dallas. We all know I love Moonlight. And I've mentioned both of them as being my favourites ever. But I think because Dallas was when I was a child. Moonlight, and I was younger. But I chose Buffy because it has got a bit of everything, like you said about Poldark. There is a love story, there's love triangles. Yes, it's about a vampire, but it's got a female lead, so and she kicks ass.
Wasn't there one where there's a bloke lead?
And there's Good Angel was a spin-off.
Oh, okay.
And it's got really good humour in it. It's got really, really good humour. Joss Whedon made it. If you watch the first Avengers film, and if you watch...
Does he do the Avengers films?
He did the first Avengers film, and he was behind Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh,
when you look at the humour, especially in the first Avengers film...
Oh, I remember you saying this before.
When you look at the humour in that, if you could say... If you didn't know he'd made it, you'd say, this is like... The humour's like Buffy. Because it's very sort of dry and... Almost in an obvious way, and it's sarcastic. It's just got really good humour in it. So because it was so well made, and it got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and they never overcomplicated it either. That's a bit of a lie. They did a little bit when Dawn came into her sister, but it wasn't overcomplicated. It's just because they wanted to do two more seasons. So, it was good. And when it ended really, really well. The way it ended,
endings are not always good. No,
yeah, and I thought the ending of that was brilliant. There was a really sad bit without doing any spoilers. Somebody does actually die. Yeah. Which is why Game of Thrones could be in there, because of the fact that we know what goes on in that, and you can't be attached to anyone.
No.
With all other TV shows,
I could never guess how that one ends. Could you guess how that one ends?
No, exactly. And Buffy, when it ended, I didn't think, that was shit.
Yeah.
I ended and I was like, they've done that really well. Yeah. I'm pleased with that. So that's enough about me ranting about teenage programmes.
When
Buffy
was an adult.
Is going in my memory box as my TV programme. So you have got number 10, 9, 8 or 7 to choose. 10, 9,
so I've got
8
four
or
left
7.
To go.
4 left to go.
I'm
10,
sure
9, 8 or 7.
I'm sure I've already said... Oh, I'm going to say 8. I'm sure...
8. 10, 9, 8. 8. Right. Famous person. So it'd be a picture of
one... No, because on my list that I looked at when we was just having a break, it says famous person. It says picture of person, famous or not.
Yeah, okay. So picture of a person. So it'd be a picture of a person that is personal to you.
Well, I'm going...
So you can go personal.
I'm not messing about. I'm going straight down the middle. The wife.
Okay.
She's straight in the box.
Okay, I'll write that there.
I ain't got to explain it no
for
more.
For our recap. No, that's a very good choice.
She's in the box, the boy.
Person.
I've got a new name for her. I come up with a new name for her.
You could normally call her Ma, don't you?
Yeah, now it's Boo Boos.
Boo Boos?
But I do it like a little
baby. Boo Boo or Boo Goo?
Boo Boo.
Boo Boo.
You know, like Boo Boo off.
It's Yogi Bear, isn't it?
Yogi Bear. And when I walk in like the kitchen, I go, hey, damn my Boo Boo. I'm like a little baby, I am.
I quite liked it when you just said that to me.
Hey, damn my little Boo Boo.
Mrs. Winch, don't get jealous. Oh, no, you don't listen. So, he's done a little dig.
She hates me.
Person, I have gone down a famous route because I couldn't single out. Yeah, there's too many. I didn't want to go down that road on a personal level because I might have ended up crying my eyes out, and I didn't want to go down that road.
Yeah.
So
he's in bits, the boy.
Yeah, so I didn't go down the road. So I've gone famous.
Number 7.
I've gone famous. I've gone a little bit obvious. I've picked John Lennon. I have got...
What's he doing?
I've screenshotted some John Lennon quotes.
Oh, I do a few of them.
Okay, I'm going to do a couple. I only screenshotted a couple. Talk amongst yourselves while I get the picture up.
So he's going through his phone now.
I've even just unbelievable. Here we go. So these are a few John Lennon quotes. This is not why I've chosen him. I've chosen him just because I think he's brilliant, and I haven't chosen because I know everything about him. I've chosen just because when somebody opens that memory box, they're going to think, "Oh, you like the Beatles, or you like John Lennon." This is a John Lennon quote. I'd spent 5 hours that morning trying to write a song that was meaningful and good. And I finally gave up and laid down. Then, Nowhere Man, came words and music. The whole damn thing as I laid down. Songwriting is about getting the demon out of me. It's like being possessed. You try to go to sleep, but the song won't let you. So you have to get up and make it into something, and then you're allowed to sleep. So that's John Lennon talking about Nowhere Man, writing Nowhere Man. This is one other... Oh, hang on a minute.
Nowhere Man.
I'll do one other quote, and this is a famous John Lennon quote. When I was 5 years old, my mother always told me that happiness was the key to life. When I went to school, they asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up. I wrote down happy. They told me I didn't understand the assignment. I told them they didn't understand life.
Oh!
He could be a sarcastic so-and-so.
Yeah.
In the books I've read about him, quite cold with his humour.
Did him and the McCarthy actually get on?
Yeah, they got on. They didn't at the end, but they still did, if you see what I mean. They still did. They still spoke. They was in regular contact, and he was taken away from us tragically, like so many people are in the world of.
Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen that film you told me about Mark Chapman with Jared Leto in it. You mentioned that before. He plays Mark Chapman, didn't he? I haven't seen that. No, but John Lennon will be my choice of person, famous or non, going into my memory box. We have got 3 left to go.
Give me the numbers because I can't remember.
You can have 10, 9, or 7. 10, 9 or 7? 7. 7, this is going to really stump you. And you're first.
Yeah, well, I wasn't just doing an Instagram picture as you was reading your John Lennon stuff out. Go on.
Book.
So.
And you're first. So you've got to explain a book, and we know you've never read a book.
I've read two books.
Reading the Argos catalogue doesn't count.
I might go for...
So, what about if it's a book you'd never read, a book as a kid at school? I already... A book you'd never read that you maybe... Do you know what I mean? I'm just trying to get...
Well, I've got it.
Someone's opening your memory box and think, what did he like to read, the boy? Yeah. What books did he like to read?
I've got it. And I've got a little story for it as well.
Oh.
And it's just come to me. I'll put it down there.
I might go for a little snooze.
No, it's a short story.
It's a short story.
It's Jurassic Park.
Michael Crichton.
Yeah. He's the one... Right. When I was, say, 13, 14, we had to bring in a book to English. So I got this Jurassic Park book. I don't know if it was the lost one. I don't know what Jurassic Park one it was.
Yeah.
So I used to sit there, and because I don't like reading and I'm on a bit of a knob with reading, I sat there just with the book open at a certain page. And out of the whole book, there's one swear word in it, and I just used to sit with a book open on the page where it said fuck. And I was just, it was fuck or shit. It was a swear
word. Did you not used to do that with a dictionary when you were kids and you looked for the dictionary for tits and swear words in the dictionary?
I've never owned a dictionary.
Oh, not even the school library when you're like 12 years
school
old.
School library,
like,
in it. I was around the back of the bike, should have a tap.
Ah, all
right. So the book
that says more about you than it does me.
I would just be sitting there with a book open on the word fuck, and that would be it.
And you'd be reading that over and over again, which is why your language is so foul and obtrusive now.
My language is in better condition than yours.
Book, what...
So what's yours?
What book did you pick? Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park by Michael Crichton. I'm not right. Right, my book of choice was Between Two.
I'm going to have a snooze here. You carry on.
Spot the Dog.
You ain't in piss.
Yeah. Now, the book I chose, again, very hard, because as you know, I do read a lot of books. It was really difficult. It's like picking a film or a song. What is your favourite? I have chosen The Stand by Stephen King, just because it's almost like an apocalyptic sort of book. And Peter, a lot of the world gets what? You're sitting there typing while I'm talking. You're so rude. You are so rude. What are you typing?
Stephen King, The Stand. I was listening.
But what are you typing?
I just doing Instagram.
Oh, I'll let you off then.
I was bored of book. I said I was going to tap out of this bit.
Anyway, I chose The Stand by Stephen King. There is like a... And it was a almost like a director's cut. So it was like an unedited...
Have you seen
and
the...
It's quite a fat book.
Have you seen the trailer for It?
Yeah, I've seen the trailer for It.
Yeah.
It's another Stephen King book, which has already been made into a film once before.
Do you reckon that'd be good?
I think it'd be quite good. It is a really good book. Not a bad film. But as with all Stephen King's, the endings can be a bit naff. But The Stand is like an apocalyptic... A disease wipes out a massive... Almost all apart from 1% of the world. And it's about all the groups.
Did this make
it... It got made into a small TV series, I think. Gary... Lieutenant Dan out of Forrest Gump was in it. Gary... And he's in CSI New York. Gary Sinise or something like that, his name. That's the only one I remember being in it. But it did get turned into like a big three-part mini-series or something. Really, really good. Really good book, because again, it's got a bit of everything.
You've got all these different groups coming together. I was thinking of that...
What? Come on.
The ones where the kids younger. What's that called?
That's It?
No. They're not the horror one.
Lord of the Flies?
No, it's got River Phoenix in it.
Oh, Stand By Me.
I was thinking of Stand By Me. No. Stand By Me.
Stand By Me.
When I'm young, darling, stand I was thinking of Stand By Me.
No, it's The Stand, Stephen King.
Is that Stephen King as well?
I don't know. Is it a short story by Stephen King? It might be. But anyway, The Stand, Stephen King, is my book of choice in my memory box. So when people open it, they're going to be, oh, he likes scary books. Number nine is food. Either a food item or a meal, a favourite thing you've ever eaten, the nicest thing you've ever eaten.
This week I have struggled more than last week.
Yeah, but this is what I said last week. It was worn off.
The Red Bull.
but it's what I said. It's the difference between preparation and not preparation. Food. One's you're not wrong and I'm not wrong. I'm not right and you're not right.
You're first, didn't you? Food.
No. So food, I haven't gone very original. It was a toss-up between two and I've chose chocolate.
You don't even eat chocolate!
Even though it's been since March, I know that this is going out in whenever this is going out.
You don't even
out.
Like it?
I am picking chocolate because it is the greatest food ever invented.
What,
ever.
Just a lump of chocolate in it?
Just a bar of Dairy Milk, anything like that, a bar of Galaxy, anything like that. I am choosing chocolate just because I love it, even though I've not been eating it. By the time this goes out, I might have fallen off the wagon.
Yes, true.
I might be back in the chocolate doobie.
You've been training for the trial.
That is true. Yeah, I'll probably have to serve chocolate till after the trial and celebrate with a big bar of Dairy Milk.
I'm going for meat.
Meat. Any meat?
Or out of beef. You know when you... Like, can I have a slice of each meat?
Yeah, you'd have like a little platter.
Yeah.
A platter.
Platter of meat.
A platter of meat.
But not fish meat. I just want...
No, you want like a slice of pork, slice of lamb, slice of beef, slice of chicken, slice of turkey.
No, forget the turkey. Don't worry about it. It's not like I don't like it. It's just being greedy now. The four main meats.
Pork, chicken, beef, lamb.
Yep.
So a platter... I'm going to put a platter of meat. A platter of meat. So it's almost like... What's it called?
Because we're carnivores.
It's almost like tapas.
Is it carnivores?
Carnivores, yeah.
We are humans. Are I know there's vegetarians and all them sort of, but humans naturally are carnivores, aren't they?
Yes, naturally we are.
If you went back to the caveman period,
oh, they're killing T-Rex. They're killing the dinosaur. They weren't
leg. Do you reckon there was a vegetarian back then? There probably was actually.
But there might have been people that were allergic. Might have been people that thought it was cruel to
but
kill.
But right, let's go back. Humans are designed then to eat meat. Whether you eat meat or not, I don't want to dig out a vegetarian.
No, we're not getting into a debate about vegetarianism.
My sister's vegetarian and all that. So
people nowadays with evolution choose not to eat meat because they think it's cruel to eat meat.
Yeah, right. And I'm just going to say I accept their opinion.
Yeah.
But all I'm going to say is the human body is designed to consume meat.
Yeah. If you look at your front two teeth there, you've got. Everyone's got two pointy teeth.
Yeah, it's like your vampire fang.
They're your ripping teeth for ripping the meat. That's through evolution, mate. Because we bite into the leg of the cooked boar that we got through the cave. So yeah, that's why.
That's what I'm saying. Humans are. It's not like we can't eat meat because we couldn't eat like your shoe. We couldn't eat rubber, could we? We ain't designed to eat rubber.
No, exactly. Yeah, but it's no good for you. There's no nutritional value.
You're there with.
It's no.
But you ain't designed.
There's no nutritional value in it, though, is there?
Yeah, but you probably couldn't. Consume it.
Yeah, through evolution, we realise...
eat your glasses, could you, and just sit there on full?
Although people do that for a turn, don't they, on the cabaret. Yeah, it's that man, I can't even remember what he's called. Last subject is number 10, and it is a song. Now, I know last week we had a band or an artiste.
But you look like you're struggling at a list when you got to a song, because you've already done it.
No, because band and artiste was number 2, song is number... I just put these down randomly. A song.
All right.
So you need to pick, and it's you first... You need to pick one song.
That's been scratched again.
Yeah, he's scratching the act, just like with the film at the end of last week's episode.
Oh, is this a three-parter? Because I might leave it here on a cliffhanger.
No, it's not a three-parter. Because I've got to do, once you've said a song, once I've said my song, once we've explained it, I've got to just recap on what we have in each other's memory boxes. In our memory boxes. Would you like me to go first while you think, because you're not going to listen to my story anyway.
I'm going to go for Bon Jovi.
Yep.
Bed of Roses.
I wanna lay you down on a bed of roses.
Only because it's the kind of the wedding song and all that. But you know the you know the wedding story where that weren't even played at the wedding, but that was meant to be the wedding song. You know when I said we
yeah, listen to the wedding episode. It's up already. The wedding.
But yeah,
episode.
I'm just going for that. I'm ending it there. I'm going for that. That's that done. I listen to that song. You don't ruin it. You're spoiling my moment by singing it.
Bed of roses. I've gone for song. The only way is up, baby. No, I haven't been. I have gone, again, very difficult. Very difficult. I have gone for
Elton.
I'm the Resurrection by the Stone Roses.
I am the one and only.
I am the Resurrection by the Stone Roses. I've gone for that because, without being morbid, it is one of my funeral songs. It's my last one. That's what everyone... Not because it's called I am the Resurrection.
Resurrection and I am the That's light. Up again, isn't they hired?
Well, they finished now, yeah.
Just come back from one album, gone.
Yeah, they're done now. Not because it's called I am the Resurrection. That's not why it's my last funeral song. It's because it's... I think it is. And I have said it before, not necessarily on the podcast, but I've said it since I heard the song. It is quite probably, more than likely, my favourite song ever.
Oh, it is a good song, I'll give you.
And I think if somebody said to me, you have to pick one song ever, for whatever reason, to be your best ever,
yep.
I'm picking Resurrection.
You're picking Erection?
Resurrection.
What
erection? No, I've got an Erection.
I've had one now for 32 minutes.
So I chose
I am the Resurrection and I am the light. You don't even like that song, do you?
I could I've done a lip sync to that on one of our vlogs. Look us
up on
YouTube.
Is that one that got us worldwide banned?
No, that one got through the net. Oh, it's the one where I whack myself in the face when I'm dancing.
Oh yeah.
Straight in the eyeball. So yeah, I've chosen I am the Resurrection for the final item for my memory box. So we're going to have a recap, listeners. It is part 2 of the Memory Box podcast. We have both, over the last 2 weeks, decided to build a memory box, put stuff in a memory box, bury it for somebody to discover in 1,000 years' time. And when they discover it, they'll get a little insight, just a little snippet of an insight into our lives. I'm going to go through the boxes. I'm going to go through the boxes one subject at a time. We have got going in to Val's memory box, his TV program of choice was Buffy.
No.
Adam put a TV program of choice. He put in Poldark as his TV show into his memory box. The band or the artist going into Val's box was Radiohead on the back of the recent Glastonbury performance. The band or artist going into Adam's memory box was Bon Jovi. Next, we had a film. We've had a film go into the memory box. It'll be a DVD. Adam, or Val, chose Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope. Adam chose Rocky. He first of all was going to go for Reservoir Dogs, but he went for Rocky instead because it came on him as a whim. But the explanation for Rocky had 2 minutes of Quentin Tarantino facts and figures. After the film, we went for a childhood toy. I went for Lego because I'm not original. Adam went for his teddies that he had when he was a young lad. A place. We've gone for a place and it was very similar. I chose the sea, a beach, because a postcard of a beach with the sea in it. Adam went for a particular beach in Cornwall that brought back some memories from a previous family holiday. Then we went for an item, a hobby item, something personal to us. I chose the microphone I'm speaking into right now. This microphone is going to go in my memory box so that when it's found in 1,000 years, people will know I did some podcasting.
What was that?
Adam's personal item was a console controller, a gamepad, a keypad, a games controller for a PlayStation. Any of the designs, just a console controller so everyone knew he was a gamer. Then we went for a book. This was Adam's favourite subject, was the book. He chose a book. He chose Jurassic Park because it had a swear word in it and it was the only word he knew how to read and spell. I chose A Stand by Stephen King. Adam's only just found it out because he was rude and typing while I was explaining why I chose A Stand by Stephen King. He was doing some promo. Then we went for a person, famous or not. Adam lovingly chose Mrs. Winch. His wife went into, a picture of her went into his memory box. I chose John Lennon. I didn't go personal because I didn't want to end up blubbing live on air. And then after the person, we had our favourite food. I chose chocolate, again, because I'm boring and unoriginal. Adam, for his food, he chose a meat platter. A meat platter. The main four meats. Lamb, chicken, pork and beef. Oh yeah, them four, the main four. He doesn't want any other meats in his box. It won't go rotten, it'll be wrapped in cling film. And finally, we both picked a song to go in our memory box. The memory boxes are nearly full. There's just room for a CD single.
Flat
one song. I've chosen I'm the Resurrection by the Stone Roses. It's one of my funeral songs. It's the last funeral song. It's the last song I will ever get to hear. And Adam, he chose...
How will you hear it if you're dead?
He chose Bon Jovi with Bed of Roses. We sang the song for you. We sang both the songs for you. He chose Bed of Roses by Bon Jovi. Again, keeping with the theme, with his wife. It was their wedding song. Well, it was meant to be, but there was a cock-up. Listen to the wedding episode and you'll find out exactly what happened at their wedding and why it wasn't played. But he chose Bon Jovi, A Bed of Roses. In 1,000 years, if anybody... We're going to put a disc in both memory boxes of this particular two-part podcast.
Two-part?
In 1,000 years, you're going to dig this up. You're going to hear us talking about this memory box. You're going to know why we chose the things we chose to put in our memory box. And you'll get a little insight into our lives, into our personal lives, into our famous lives, into our podcasting lives.
That's the best recap ever.
That's a recap of memory
box. That recap deserves a little...
Before we go... We're going to do a little horror files because I like ending the episode.
Can I just say something about these horror files before you read one out?
Yes. Go on, pick one.
It's on Instagram, you see it, isn't it?
Yeah.
I have been flicking through Instagram, every couple of days, and I have read a couple of them.
Yeah. You've read, they're good, these horror files.
No, I've read like two.
Okay.
But one of them
you might know.
One of them weren't that good, and the other one
Some of them are a little bit hit and miss, which is why I'm flicking through now.
Do they do one a day? Is it some days they do a little filler?
I think so, yeah. It's almost one a day, yeah. John had always loved his mother dearly, and after her death, he found comfort in her familiar embrace, cold as it had become. That's not very nice, that one.
This is happy-go-lucky, isn't it?
I awoke to find my empty apartment littered with Polaroid pictures of me asleep, strange, bony hands in some of them gently grasping my throat.
Hey.
And finally, we will choose...
Ending this on a nightmare.
This one. Why are you sleeping on the couch? She asked her brother across the dark living room. She froze, remembering he was still away at school.
Hey!
Sleep well, everyone. Watch out for them pictures being taken. Look out your window. There I am! Thanks for listening, everyone. See you later.
Ta-da.
Bye.
They wake up in the morning and brush their teeth. They bring out a podcast half asleep. They go to the toilet and after they eat, the only way to wipe two random sheets. They live their lives on the road. Bring you some comedy gold. One's getting bold, but the other's getting old. The only way to watch two random shows. They met some people on the road, some pretty famous and others are dopes. Ain't no scripts and just the jokes, with coffee stains all over their nose. They don't like British drivers, they don't like VIPs, they don't like full car parks, neither do we. They don't like lazy bastards, when you get what free. They don't like Christmas shopping, spied online like me. They go to sleep and brush their teeth, they finish a podcast half asleep. They go to the toilet, the only way to wipe, the only way to wipe.